Good morning, and this is part two of The Earth Shook. As if this frenzy of anger was not enough, rain that was unrelenting and torrential, accompanied by the bitterest of southerly winds, thrashed the already beleaguered townspeople with its fury, hampering all efforts to get roads and communication systems repaired. Even to this day in May 2017, one of the inland link roads is still only able to be negotiated by vehicles assigned by the country's military. Needless to say, only our Creator knows when life in this usually peaceful, world-renowned tourist destination will ever be anywhere near the same again. Even the townspeople took a few days to come out from their hiding places to assess the whipping their town took. Damage is still obvious 6 months down the track. The land itself was lifted from the seabed upwards, exposing all sea life to dangers never thought of in their world of existence. Trying to save the crayfish, the power, and other sea life was like a drop in the bucket every time one was thrown back into their familiar ocean dwellings. Incoming traffic was nigh on impossible, thus help to repair damage to homes and surrounding land has virtually been held up for weeks and maybe even months to come. Many residents' homes were unsalvageable, making people ask themselves over and over, well, where shall we start? Even being evacuated to higher ground did not prevent inward panic, as the next 5 earthquakes struck within a few short hours after the main hit, with times being recorded as 7.8 at 12:02 a.m., two more recorded at 6.2 before 1 a.m., and another recorded at 6 at 2:30 a.m., followed sharply by a recorded 5.1 at 6:15 a.m. Now that's a lot of natural disasters all at once. Where would we be without our civil defence welfare centres and welcoming arms of local tribespeople who worked around the clock at Takahanga Marae, serving up meals and much needed for shelter to more than 600 trapped tourists and desolate residents, notwithstanding their own lack of facilities? Ngāi Tahu came to the fore, donating seafood usually intended for countrywide eating outlets, all of which were cooked on the gas cookers of the marae. It was 2 days before outside help came from the air and from the sea, coming from and returning to Christchurch for interim accommodation and relief, taking with them evacuees, both human and animals, along with the tons of luggage that had been able to be rescued and reclaimed by their owners. This mode of transport also brought in thousands of litres and kilograms of food and water. Wednesday afternoon saw the welcoming sight of the New Zealand Navy, which arrived to transport tourists on smaller craft to the much larger HMNZ Canterbury for relocation further south. Thank you for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.